Mike Shalom, of course, is the motoring editor of Cambridge News, and he's back. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Susie. I'm very well, thank you.
Nice to have you here. Now, you've got lots of things to talk about, really interesting things to talk about. But the first one, of course, because it was the 1st of March yesterday, we've got a very, very important new law hanging about, haven't we?
Well, it is, and it's one that a lot of people will be very grateful to hear. Because mobiles in cars has been a worry for quite some time, and the laws have now changed. They changed yesterday, so that the penalty, fixed penalty for using a handheld mobile phone while driving, has gone up from £100 to £200, and the penalty points have gone up from 3 points to 6.
So that's double, isn't it? It's just literally
double.
A double.
It is. And bear in mind, Susie, that with new drivers, within 2 years of passing their test, if they are convicted, they will lose their they will lose their license.
Oh, what, new drivers? So new drivers have just learnt to... Okay,
if you
so
have passed your test within two years and you're caught using your mobile phone, you will be banned and you will have to retake your test.
Gosh, I had no idea that was...
It's serious,
yeah,
but a lot of
serious,
people would say that's... and I'd agree with them. That's
me too.
Welcome, overdue, and, you know, in fact, there is an argument to say that it doesn't go far enough. I mean, of course, technology companies, there's been a lot of discussion in this space. Technology companies have sort of, like, been asked to sort of switch off phones whilst, you know, if they're in car, it's travelling at a certain speed. But I think that's going to be really difficult. All those things are really difficult to enforce.
That might happen in later years, but at the moment we need to tackle it.
I hope so, because it's just an appalling situation. But there is one good bit of additional news, which is local, which I can talk a little bit about. Cambridgeshire Police, after a four-year gap, have reappointed a casualty reduction officer, which is a full-time sort of role, starts in April. And that means there will be somebody full-time on the streets, on the motorway, on the A roads, who will be able to get to... It will cut the time that emergency services take to get to accidents. And they'll also be just, you know, patrolling up and down. So that gives people the reassurance that the police haven't abandoned, you know, these sorts of issues. They're on it, they're investing.
So they're basically going to be nearer to the scene that needs sorting, basically. They'll be there quicker.
That's right. And things like, you know, someone using their mobile whilst they're driving, currently you do get the impression that that's not going to be too much of a situation. I think. But knowing that there's going to be a casualty reduction officer in situ, I think is very reassuring for the community.
And how do you think they'll get that across? Is that through the news, or are they going to announce it themselves? Are they going to put it on their website? How do people get to know? How do they feel reassured that that is happening? Is that through Cambridge News?
Well, thank you. We'll certainly be flagging it up as soon as all the official confirmation comes through. And in fact, we will be running a column in the paper. Written hopefully by the casualty
and hopefully Cambridge 105 will be alerting it too.
I hope
well.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that is a very, very important law, a good law, as I was saying yesterday. Lots of people. It's a long time overdue, I think, but it's good to see it. And you're already seeing pictures in the media about police catching hold of cars and drivers. And I really, really hope that it doesn't, you know, it's been a culture, hasn't it, to have a phone very near you to grab and to use. And hopefully people will just think, actually, it's not worth it.
Yes, it isn't worth it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's an important one. What's next on...
Well, we have some VED, car tax laws, which I've got a report here from Confused.com saying, bizarrely, that people are very confused about it. but it's not surprising. In fact, just 1 in 10 understand the new car tax laws, which come into force on April the 1st. 2 in 5 say that the new charges would discourage them from buying a 2017 plate. It is a bit of a worry. But the main thing about it is that the way that the taxes are loaded, it varies in a slightly bizarre fashion. So, for instance, although it goes on emissions, but to cut to the short, the quick of it, eco-hybrid cars will be paying a lot more tax. The previous regime, the previous tax framework, meant that they were paying £30, but now that will go up to £160, and for hybrids.
And electric cars.
Yeah. Also, cars that generate more than 225 grams per kilometre of CO2 will be paying £2,000 on their VED tax. So that,
which is like diesels.
Yeah.
So you need to get rid of your diesels,
and
don't
you? And your V8s or V12s.
And your V8s.
Yeah.
And your V8s, really?
Some of them maybe. I mean, like, you know, it depends on what you're getting. But, the diesel, I mean, 255 is very high. But it's slightly, and obviously that sort of aspect of it. But some cars, some gas guzzlers actually will be paying less tax. I'm not going to tell you which ones.
Cause no.
That would defeat the object.
Completely defeat the object in my mind.
The worry is that the electric and eco sort of situation is almost levelled up now, so that you'll be paying.
So there's no incentive then.
That's exactly right.
Not to get. I mean, to get rather an eco car,
yes,
or an electric or hybrid.
Right. And that is ridiculous.
But is that sort of just taking hold of the cars that are actually out there at the moment? Are they
no? It's not retrospective. So these are for new cars that you buy after April the 1st. So what people are saying is, you know, buy your car before April the 1st, basically, because after that you're going to be, in a different sort of tax framework. Actually, how it works, Susie, is that you have a sort of a first-year licence tax rate, and then that goes up. So just to talk you quickly through, under 120 grams per kilometre of CO2, you currently pay £30 annually. That will go up in the first year licence rate to £160, and the standard rate after the first year will be £140. Quite a substantial hike, even for low CO2 emitting vehicles. And obviously, you know, there's a lot going on about clean air, and, you know, like, I think some schools in London have had to close because the air quality is so poor. You know, like, legally they're not able to encourage to get the kids in there.
Yeah.
So the hidden price of running a petrol vehicle is being overlooked, and the clean air benefits of having an eco, hybrid, or electric car are being sidelined, and that's a shame.
I have to say, it looks the most complicated new tax system of ever. But who am I to question? They're trying to do something, obviously. But also, I read somewhere that cars over a certain amount of money, I think it's over 40,000, they have to pay £310. Extra on top of the 130 for the next 5 years. I think I read that somewhere. Not that... anyway, it is very complicated, Mike, and you've done very well to explain it.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, definitely. We have stuff on... We have content on the Cambridge News Motoring site, which will explain it better if you want to have a look.
Can I just say, I'm going to do the Cambridge travel now, Mike, and then we will come back, because you've got more news about the bike system.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
news.
No, we should hear about the bikes. I think bikes are equally as important, if not, no, actually they're more important than bikes. So let's have the travel news, and we'll return to Mike with all his news for you. You're back here with me, Susie Thorpe, for Cambridge 105 Mid-Mornings. And we have Mike Shalom in the studio. He's from the Cambridge News, and we're talking all things motoring. We've talked about the new law for mobile phone users in the car that came into place yesterday, the 1st of March. And we've been talking about the new car tax. And now, Mike, we're going to be talking about bikes. I'm really interested in that.
Yes, indeed. And specifically electric bikes. And there's a couple of developments which have been, which are interesting. The first is that, as you know, there's the Peterborough and Cambridge mayoral candidacy sort of situation. There's an election going to happen for this new post which is being created. One of the more colourful candidates is Peter Dore, who's been, you know, like very busy in the Cambridge commercial space for some time. And, you know, I'm a big fan of his because, as with all independent candidates, he's not sticking to a script. He doesn't have a pre-planned party political line that he has to pedal. So he's chucking some really interesting ideas in there, and good luck to him. One of them is that through his electric transport shop vehicle, which is based on the Newmarket Road, brilliant range of bikes, by the way, he's introducing a budget electric bike, an e-bike, which prices are not completely clear. I've heard £600. I've heard £800. So say £700-£800, you'll be able to buy an electric bike, which is really good news. That makes it much more accessible. And he's very big on encouraging firms to take up the purchase of these bike schemes. If you don't mind, Susie, I'll just read a little phrase, a little bit of one of the things that he's announced, you know, his vision, if you want. It's worth, I think, pondering. So Peter Dore's saying, while having the vision is nice, the trick is to sort out the transition from our legacy systems to the future ones. The first step in this is to make cycling more acceptable and feasible for longer distances. Peter's Pedals is our first step, delivering budget e-cycles to Cambridge. So we know that 86,000 cars come into Cambridge a day. We know that's just not right. It's wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. And we now have options of how to go about addressing that. And, I have to say, you know, Peter is a commercial gentleman. The political, mixing the political and commercial is a worry. I mean, we've seen all sorts of what should we say, you know, stories from across the pond on what might happen. But if your heart's in the right place, then I think you you know, like, you deserve to be given a fair hearing, and I think Peter's is.
Yes, I agree. Well, I'm absolutely shocked. I didn't realise the number was 86,000 cars that come into Cambridge every day.
Mm.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Wow. Now, there is talk that we've got a lot of bike schemes happening, but
yes,
not enough bike parks to park the bikes.
Mm.
Is that something that Cambridge, you feel very comfortable that it's going to happen? Or
The station cycle park, I mean, I'm a cyclist.
That's huge,
you know,
isn't it?
And, you know, like, you have to be a bit inventive, a bit ingenious. And, you know, it's not impossible to find a place to park. But the situation could be getting significantly worse, if you want, in the parking respect, because Uber are looking to trial their new bicycle app system, which involves bringing 400 bikes, a sort of bit like the Boris bike sort of model in London, where you'll have your Uber bike sort of parked up, you'll apply through the app to use it, and then you can drop it off, you know, like somewhere else in the city.
Yeah. Why haven't Cambridge come up with the Boris bikes up here? Why has it taken Uber and not Cambridge City Council to do that?
I have no idea. I would guess that you know, you look at Cambridge and you'd say, look, there's a very healthy cycling community.
I mean, that's an understatement. I mean,
yeah,
I should think Cambridge is known not just for technology, but for bike users as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in London, people need to be encouraged. I think there is already the infrastructure and the will to use cycles. So I guess the council sort of like went, look, you know, we don't really need to get involved. It's all, you know, as you say, there's probably too where they should get involved is building more parking sort of slots.
Yeah.
So they've kind of like maybe left it out. I mean, there is a slight, you know, like sort of concern, which and I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't think we've had any updates on this, but one of the things that happened with has happened in other territories with the Uber bike app is that people just dump the bikes. They just chuck them away. they use them and then just, you know, leave them in a field or whatever.
Which bikes are these?
These are the Uber bikes. The 400 Uber bikes are planned for Cambridge.
Yes.
But they are, I think, you know, revising the model. I mean, not because everybody's, you know, like, so...
it's a bit like the lemonade bottles years ago, that if you buy the lemonade bottles and if you take them back, you get money for them, don't you? So maybe there should be a much better incentive. I mean, that's quite vague, isn't it? If they're going to dump the bikes, that means that there's not an incentive to bring the bikes back, which means you've either got to leave your credit card, pay a deposit, and it's all going to be through technology, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It shouldn't be a commercial model, and if it is going to be a commercial model... I'm not sure that Uber's the best one. As you know, I have significant reservations about the Californian sort of business model, which, you know, kind of like basically parks up all the taxis, on offshore havens. And I'm a sort of community-based person, and I think the money should be going into the local community. So
yeah,
I do have... But, you know, you can't sit there, you know, like commute and say, no, water, go back. You know, like, you have to try and find ways in which to steer that water into more interesting channels.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. It was very interesting having you in, and lots of interesting subjects. Of course, my favourite is bikes, but it is lots of different subjects, very important subjects. Of course, the mobile phone user law in the car is very, 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 and equally as important. But Mike, thank you very much indeed.
Welcome. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Thank you. Let's have the Hoosiers and Worried About Ray.